So good to be here tonight. Well, we have been dealing on the subject of leveling up. Are you ready to level up this year? So we have been taking the word of God and saying, what is the disconnect between what God's word promises and what we're living, right? Joshua 1 verse 8 says, meditate on my word day and night and do all that it instructs you to do and you will be very prosperous. Okay? So we want to be very prosperous. Amen? So we have to start living this life of prosperity. And John 3 verse 2 says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. In some things? In all things. So you can take your life and say, where am I in my physical life? Am I prospering? Am I looking like I want to look? Am I in my financially? Am I physically where I want to be? Then we can look at our emotions, our soul. Are we prospering? Are we prospering in our soul? And then we can look at our finances. Are we prospering? Spirit, soul, and body. Okay, in our spirit. So when we become born again, our spirit is made whole. We are born again, right? But now our minds need to be renewed so that our emotions can be healed. Because emotions follow your belief system, okay? So we have to renew our minds. And then our bodies, the Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we need to look after our bodies because our bodies have to do the work. And they have to carry us wherever we have to go. And sometimes we neglect our bodies and then it catches up to us. Amen. And so we don't want to be doing that. So how do we reach our goals? There are four things that we need to do to enable us to reach our goal. First of all, we have to believe that we're going to reach our goals or inherit the promises of God. What is God's promises to us? That we are going to be prosperous, that we are going to be in health, that we are going to go forth and multiply and have dominion. So if there's any area in your life that you have not got dominion, it means that you have a lack of revelation. Okay, so you have to go, if you want to really this year level up, you have to take stock. Where am I at? Which area do I not have revelation or not have dominion? And then I have to first get the faith that I am worthy of getting there. Sometimes we think we're not worthy. We don't think that we are worthy of success, worthy of being healthy in our bodies, worthy of being prosperous. So we have to get our faith levels up. How do we do that? By hearing the word. Hearing the word and doing the word. Can't just hear it. You actually have to do it. Because as you do it, that experience comes and you actually start believing that it's true. Then habits that we form daily are going to set us up to inherit the promises of God. And this is where many people miss it. They make the declaration. They have the Christian knees down, but they don't have the daily habits that are going to sustain them to inherit the promises. And today I'm going to be talking about that discipline. And then skills. Skills is gaining knowledge, learning from people, and sharpening your saw to become all that you can become. So skills are a very, very important part of obtaining your goals. You could have a goal of starting a business, but then you have to up your skill level, right? Because if you don't do it right, your capacity is limited. So we all have a capacity and we are all able to increase that capacity this year. You might think, I am wealthy. I am disciplined. I am, but we have all got the ability to level up. So how do we do that? We enlarge our skill set by knowledge and by listening to people and then by doing it. That's how our skills are bettered. So we know that today matters. The discipline you live by today and the decisions you make today affect your tomorrow. So some people say, live like there's no tomorrow. But guess what? Tomorrow always comes. And your tomorrow is going to be way better if you've prepared today, right? So we all want a great tomorrow. And we sometimes look at other people, well, why do they have it all? Well, they prepared yesterday. You want to have what they have, but you're not willing to do what they do. So discipline is one of the most important fruits of the Spirit. In actual fact, if we look at the fruit of the Spirit, it starts with love and it ends with what? Self-control. Self-control is discipline. I want to watch TV all day, but it's not going to get me to my goals. So I have to have self-control, put it off, and start upping my skill level. I want to rest today, but it's connect group. So I do not go by feelings. I'm tired. I want to rest. But guess what? I commit to coming to connect group because I'm going to be equipped to level up. You might think I have it all, but let me tell you something. Have you ever thought that what you have, you need to give out? Because that's how you sharpen your soul. When you start teaching others, you become sharper. So it's not just about you, it's about others as well. Amen? So today matters. We need to discipline ourselves. What does disciplining ourselves look like? To train yourself to behave in a consistent and a controlled way. Consistency is key. Any athlete will tell you, consistency is key. Any business person will tell you, consistency is key. When you wake up at a certain time. You make your bed. You have breakfast. You do what you need to do. And so if you don't have consistency, then you are not going to see results. So for instance, let's look at a gym workout. Recently, I started doing some weight training. Okay. So I had to commit to doing it 3 times a week, every week, no matter what. I always used to put everything else first, my kids first, the church first, everything. And I had to say, no, this year I'm putting me first. Because guess what? I started having health issues. And I was like, whoa, okay. Actually, I want to do what God's called me to do. So I need to get disciplined in my physical life. Amen. So that I can complete my purpose. Set behavioral patterns or disciplines which will allow you to set up structures in which you can strive and grow. So let me take an example. We have a ministry. We have a 501c3 ministry. And for us to be able to grow, we had to set up a legal entity. It had to be compliant with government regulations. And so every single entity that we've set up, we have put a structure in place so that we can be legal. So we do everything right. It takes longer to do everything right. But you know what? The moment you do that, you can grow. You can add other departments in that company or that legal entity. And so now, because you have taken the time to put the foundation right, now you can add things on and increase your capacity so you can take on more things because you have set the structure right. Does that make sense? Many people want to grow, but they don't have the structure in place to grow. And even in your personal life, you want to become wealthy, but you don't have the structure right. You can't get your personal life right. You're not paying your taxes. Your life is a mess, but you want to grow. It's not going to happen. You have to be disciplined, self-control, right? The little things have to be right so that you can get bigger and bigger. And so that's why self-control is so important. Stephen Covey wrote this book, 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. So what he did is he went to all these multi-millionaire billionaires, and he said, what do these people do that other people don't do. And this is what they do. They manage their time. And they spend most of their time in the second quadrant that you see up there. They don't focus on urgent things like getting the bills paid and the crisis. They make sure that those are done. But most of their time are on non-urgent growth, planning, tasks. So for instance, what is going to level me up? What is going to grow me this year? What is going to increase me? That's where I'm going to spend most of my time. So if you want to become better at your work, or you're going to be spending most of your time at self-improvement, listening to preachers so that you can get the faith that you need to inherit the promises of God. So most of your time is in planning and in creating. Guess what? God has made us creative. If you are just putting out fires all day, you are not going to step into growth. Okay? So people that step into growth, they take time to plan. They take time to listen to people to say, how am I going to increase my wealth? How do wealthy people think? Because what does the Bible say? As a man thinketh, so is he. So if I want to be wealthy, surely I need to know, how do wealthy people think? If I'm thinking like a poor person, am I going to become wealthy? No, because you're like, oh, it's $5. I have to hold on to this $5. It's just about me, mine, my own. There's no increase of, wow, this is what wealth looks like. Broadening your horizons, broadening your thinking. So, and again, there are levels of wealth. You might think you are wealthy. Well, guess what? There are levels. You want to get to where somebody else is. You've got to learn from where somebody else is. So most of your time should be in building long-term solutions or systems, in relationship building. No man is an island. God has created us on earth so that we can have relationships. So connections are key. Divine connections will get you to your destiny. Synergy is something that you cannot do on your own. The moment you synergize with other people, you're going to take off. Building your dream career, learning what that looks like, personal skill development, improving your health is part of that quadrant too. Because guess what? When your health fails, what is prosperity going to help you? Nothing. So we have to keep healthy. It has to be a priority. Finding the right spouse. How do I find the right spouse? What does the Bible say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then become the right spouse. Right? If you want the right spouse, become the right spouse. A spouse that the man of God or the woman of God cannot refuse. Right? When you have positioned yourself to be sold out for the kingdom, your finances are in order, your room is clean, your house is clean, your car is looked after. Now you're starting to position yourself to take care of somebody else. So those are the basic things. I remember being in London and this one lady in my connect group was believing for a husband. Well, I went to her house one day and I saw her room and I was like, dude, you're not ready for marriage. If you can't keep your room clean, how are you going to be a homemaker? Right? Women are homemakers. We create environments. So that is important. We all have self-control. Some people say, I don't have self-control. Right? What are you confessing? You're aligning with the enemy's lie. When we become born again, we receive the Holy Spirit. That is a seed in us, right? What happens to a seed? It has to be watered. It has to be given food to eat, the right soil, right? So we have the self-control in us. We now have to feed it and develop it. So when something happens, we have to live with restraint, right? Or we have to wake up in time and read our Bibles. Or we have to go to the gym, or go, if you don't have a gym membership, go walk around the park, get your 10,000 steps in. We have that spirit of self-control within us. But we have to activate it and make every effort to grow that fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So don't say, I don't have control when it comes to eating. That's nonsense. You have self-control when it comes to eating. You have the fruit of the Spirit. So now start confessing, you know what? I have incredible self-control when it comes to eating. I don't eat donuts. I don't like donuts. I don't eat pastries and stuff like that. I don't even desire that. I love salads. I love, why? Because it's going to get you to the goal of being healthy. Why? So that I can establish God's kingdom on earth until I'm 120 years old. Amen? So I have self-control to wake up in the morning and read my Bible. I have self-control to put off the movie and go to bed. I have self-control to put off my games so that I can go to bed on time, right? So we have to water the seed of self-control. Amen? What we say matters. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. Let's give it all. Let's apply self-control. Amen? Well, we're going to break up into our groups now. We know that our equip evenings are short, but they're powerful. Amen? We've given you a lot to think about. So I want us to go into our groups and I want us to answer two questions. Number one is, what are the areas that while I was speaking, Holy Spirit convicted you about that you need to have self-control in? So write down let's talk about the areas. And number two, which goals are it that you're, that second quadrant, where are you going to be spending your time to make sure that you're meeting your goals? So for instance, self-development, whether it be health, whether it be relationship building. So that second quadrant, what are the activities that you need to be focusing on so that you are stepping into reaching your goals? So those are the two things that I want us to discuss in our connect groups. We have the baby room at the back there. The little babies are going to be discussing this. And then we have the kids room at the back. We have the men right in the lobby. And we have the woman in front here. We'll probably split into two. Thank you, guys. God bless you.